September 30th. Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17. A couple of years ago, my good friend Dr. F. M. Wentz, an outstanding Methodist minister in Montpelier, Ohio, had a severe heart attack and was rushed to a hospital where he was kept under intensive care for several days. When he had improved enough to see friends and read his mail, one of the first messages he received was from a parishioner of a church he had formerly served. It read, "We want you to know that you are on our intensive prayer list." A great book was once written by Dr. William Parker and Elaine St. John's. It had an equally great title. Prayer can change your life. Prayer also can save it. In times of trouble, there are few more powerful avenues to travel than the route of intensive prayer. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Joseph Scriven.